Macklemore and Lewis are up for, I counted 7 Grammy nominations.
7, yeah.
Is that a surprise?
It's really impressive. Now, a lot of people think of Macklemore and Lewis as an overnight success, but they're not. Macklemore has been at it for 10 years. But certainly what they've done with 2 chart hits is extraordinary. And for a duo, it hasn't really happened since the 90s.
Maybe it's just because we're in Seattle, but it feels like they have a lot of support or interest from people who wouldn't usually be interested in this genre. Is that true?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's very different from the rap that we recall in the 90s when it was very angry and confrontational. And this is, you know, rap about love and fun stuff, thrift shop, going shopping at thrift stores, which is very much a Seattle thing. I think it's interesting that the song White Walls has kind of brought back the car song, which was a staple of the Beach Boys era. And but they've got some great songs. And I think that, and particularly Same Love, it sets a theme for the entire country. It really resonates in Seattle with an openly gay mayor and the marriage equality vote and sort of a movement, I guess, that's sweeping the country right now, Eastside Catholic.
There's a lot of tie-ins to the world around us as opposed to just a song about something.
Yeah, and, you know, he's also, Macklemore is also very much a hometown guy. We feel that sense. He's, people like him because he's succeeding locally, and I think it was fascinating that after performing at the Seahawks game, he got on local TV and talked about how much he loved the Seahawks. I mean, that's very unusual for a pop act to do that.
Well, it makes me wonder if there's larger implications attached to his success. I mean, are things within the city of Seattle or the city of Seattle itself hitched to his coattails to some degree?
I think so, yeah. He's riding something that's happening in the city at large, and I think people are really celebrating that success right now.
There's the VMAs, the AMAs, the Grammys. There's all kinds of awards and hardware handed out for music now. Where do the Grammys stand? Do they still have, you know, are they still the admiral of the fleet here?
Yeah, definitely. It is still a big deal to win a Grammy. And despite a lot of criticism and ridicule over the years, calling the Grammys the grannies and so forth, it's still a big deal to get a Grammy. Although Best New Artist is a very tricky category. Often it's a kiss of death.
Why is it kind of like being on the cover of Sports Illustrated? I mean, what is it like the
You're the person of the moment, and it doesn't necessarily guarantee success. It's just a very odd phenomenon how often the Artist of the Year is... It just kind of disappears after a while. It's just kind of 50-50 shot.
Other Seattle artists that, you know, these guys can,
yeah,
they've got a lot of exposure, but who else from Seattle should we be paying attention to?
One thing that's kind of amazing is that a song that Nirvana wrote, Holy Grail, was recorded by Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake, and that's up for Best Rap Song. I mean, who would have thunk?
How would Nirvana feel about that?
I think they would think it was pretty cool. Okay. Maybe a little weird, but cool. I don't know. Back then, maybe not.
All right. Well, Gene Stout, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.